This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People are living longer with terminal illnesses. In addition to the often long, painful process of dying, the costs for end-of-life care, even for those with insurance, can quickly deplete a lifetime's worth of savings and more. As part of our special series, The New Healthcare Math, The New York Times' Paul Sullivan reports there are some ways that financial experts say you can prepare.
It's not that every terminal diagnosis is going to cost families $1 million.
This is what I call the roulette wheel of illness.
Dan Fish is an elder law attorney based in New York. He says the cost for most people with most terminal illnesses, say cancer or kidney or lung disease, will be covered by health insurance, but not all.
You spin the wheel of fortune again, come up with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, post-stroke, and now you've got a serious illness and you have a financial exposure on top of that.
Financial exposure, because most insurance does not pay for custodial care, the non-medical care someone with a disease like Alzheimer's needs. Hired help can be between $15 to $20 an hour, and it can quickly run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars in the final years. Add in lost wages for family caregivers, and costs can quickly hit the $1 million mark. Tom West is a financial advisor in Northern Virginia. He helps families plan for paying for long-term care. He says part of the challenge is to avoid making costly mistakes.
A lot of times people will find themselves making financial decisions based on emotion, based on short-term urgency, based on getting misinformation that they wouldn't be making in the absence of long-term care.
Wes says there's a lot of uncertainty about how an illness will progress. He advises clients to plan for all scenarios. That means keeping enough cash on hand for emergencies. It also means making full use of deductions to offset taxes on distributions from retirement accounts, and also investing the money you have so it lasts longer. But still, a loved one is sick, and logic doesn't always rule. Wes found this out himself when his father-in-law was diagnosed with kidney failure in 2009. His father-in-law wanted to get out of the stock market, to play it safe. As a professional, Wes knew it was a bad decision.
But in the end, you know, my father-in-law and my wife wanting my father-in-law to be comfortable ended up being sort of the rule of the day. And we ended up getting out of the market mostly because everybody wanted to play their primary family role.
Some things neither money nor illness can change. Experts say it all comes down to how you prepare for it. I'm Paul Sullivan for Marketplace.